everybody, welcome to episode 12 of the Pig Podcast.
Episode 12, 1 year in.
Seriously, you know what? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're feeling as festive as me and Tobias are. We just got into the rum and eggnog and it's just kidding. It's just water. Just kidding.
It's just water. Kidding. Water, tea, or coffee.
But you know what? December is kind of like, for me anyways, it's kind of like gratitude month. You know what? Being gracious and grateful for everything that we have. We're blessed. Yeah. You know what? Love to give back and love to do all that we can for others during December as well too. And I think it comes back to real estate investment as well too, because being a real estate investor allows you to do a lot of things to give back, right?
Totally. Would you say? Yeah. You hear often some people say they don't want money, or they don't need more money, you know, they don't like capitalists. But
you greedy real estate investor, you Scrooge.
You know, ultimately, if you're passionate about giving back, the more you have, the more you can give.
It's true.
Whether it's so true. More money, or if you get, you know, sort of a good passive income, and you want to ride a Sobey bike everywhere, you know, live pretty modestly so you have more money, you could technically fund your whole life based off of, real estate investment, and donate your time too.
Totally. Yeah. You know what? Like, there's so many different reasons to get into real estate. And I think that's perfect, right? Like, I remember someone, a mentor, telling me before, he said, you want to help a lot of people, make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's true, right? Because the more money, there's time and money, right? And I think the more that you're able to generate, you can give back in spades. And I think through real estate investment, it can not only give you the lifestyle to be able to do that, but it could also give you money to do it. If you really want to, like you said, donate 40 hours a week to charity, you can tell your boss to piss off, live a modest lifestyle, and do something that means the world to you.
Or even a lot of people, they don't like a specific charity. Mm-hmm. If you have enough money backing you, start your own nonprofit. A lot of people out there with that much skill, but just can't give up the, you know, corporate life structure.
I feel like that could be its own podcast right there, starting your own charity.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Ooh, let's write that down. Start a charity.
2020 goals.
Seriously. That might be a little far-fetched, but but why not, right?
Together, not? We can do anything.
I agree, buddy. I totally agree. Yeah. So, you know what? We're excited. Christmas time, we always pick a family to give like a magical Christmas to. So this year, we've got clients that are teachers at an inner city school.
That's awesome.
So we're going to surprise them with an amazing Christmas, you know?
That's fabulous.
And that's something that, you know what, we're able to do because of business and in life that we're into.
Yeah.
You know?
And we often run a Santa event. People come, clients get their photo taken with Santa so they don't have to wait in the mall lineup. And we ask for donation, canned good, and partner with Mission Services to provide, the much needed assistance that they have. So not only is it money or time, but through the growth of a network of a lot of people, we've been able to give way more than we could have given on our own too.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Yeah. And I think too, like, you can even give the gift and be grateful for being a good landlord. Like, because there are unfortunately lots of shitty landlords out there, right?
Yeah.
And you can take pride in having a quality product and offering quality home ownership to people that may be in a less fortunate situation, right?
That reminds me of a landlord I have.
Yeah.
Super nice guy, great guy. And he always buys like a modest property, and he always asks what I think is under market rent. Not because you, for any reason other than he just says, I just want to give people a good home to live in.
See, like, and that's great. And I know.
Shout out to Sultan. He's a great guy.
Sultan. Right?
Yeah.
Salt of the earth. That's
Salt of the earth. Yeah.
Right? But it's true though, right? There's so many different ways that being real estate can give back. And, you know, anybody that thinks or tells you that you're being greedy or you're just trying to make a whole bunch of money, there's good ways to do it as well. And there's good ways that you can provide a quality service like the salt. I like that. Cool. So what else are you going to do giving back for this year? Do you have anything else that you guys are going to give back for 2020 or that you're thinking about for 2019?
For 2020, I think that I'd like to grow and improve. I've seen a lot of the stuff that you've done with the Mohawk College Fund for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a Google review contest where you donated yep. so much every time. So yep. I think that I want to take a page out of Brian's book. Hashtag be like Brian.
Oh geez.
And amp up our giving a little bit.
That's cool.
We started a home. We help out a lot with family. People oh, yeah. who need things are personal.
And yeah, then, but totally.
You know, we've gone, everybody sort of is set up in a good way. So now you start small and work outwards.
I think that's good.
Get stability.
To help out your family is the best thing, right? Like, you're able to do that. Like, that charity does start at home. You yeah. know, not saying that it's yeah. a charity, but, like, helping out and being able to provide for them is awesome.
Yeah.
You know? I'm super pumped for our Christmas party coming up.
Yeah.
And we're raising money again for Mohawk City School.
Oh, good.
So thanks for plugging that.
No problem. I appreciate that. Good, good.
Make and now, happen. You know what we're going to do is we're actually going to be raffling off a mortgage payment.
Oh.
So basically, you buy a ticket for it, and you're going to get the opportunity to win your mortgage payment. Now, not all of your mortgage payments, okay? Like, yeah, there's going to be some conditions.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, yeah, some conditions apply there, okay? But, and that, you know what? And that through real estate investment, that's like, it's super fun. It's super exciting. And that's something that we're able to sort of help out and put together. And, you know, maybe send some kids to college or something like that.
So, that's such a cool gift.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pumped about it.
It makes me want to make a raffle for my tenants. One lucky tenant could win 1 month free. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you know what? Or you know what? You could end up having them, like, what a fun thing to do to engage your tenants, because you could have them, what if you said everybody who donates $50 could, or $20, and I know it may be tough for a tenant, but they could enter into a draw to win 1 month's free rent.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna do something like that
for for Tobias' tenants out there. Make sure.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening, call you out on that. Don't forget that I said that live. Live-ish.
Awesome. Well, guys, don't forget that. If you're going to be investing yeah. in real estate, you can do it for all your own reasons. But the moment that you make it about something bigger than you, and you make your why bigger than yeah. just money or yourself, your portfolio will blow up. Your business will blow up. Everything about you will grow more when it's about more than you.
Totally.
And I think that's where that whole, because me and you share that same
yeah.
gratitude all the time. I'm always getting encouraged from Tobias about gratitude, and I love it.
Yes.
So, because you're grateful for everything.
Absolutely. Huge attitude of gratitude. It just is the best. I think every positive influence starts with being grateful for what you have and being grateful for the people, or being grateful. No one got anything on their own ever. Everybody had somebody else that helped them or supported them or guided them in some way.
Yeah, and it's like being grateful for when you have a shitty tenant. You know what? And I know it sounds stupid and sounds crazy, right? But like, I wrote down in my journal, I write down what I'm grateful for every single day. And I remember one day writing down, you know, I'm just grateful for the landlord-tenant tribunal.
Yes.
Right? But I am, right? Because yeah. without the systems that Canada has put into place... Do you know, in order for a guy like me to invest in real estate and be a landlord, I'm grateful for all that system. I'm grateful for how it works. I'm grateful because that provides a platform that allows me to generate an income yeah. and a livelihood and give back.
Really makes me think of the book. You gave me the book on gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
And even being grateful for bills.
Yep.
Every bill. I have bills all over my house that say,
all day, every day.
Thank you. Thank you for the money to be able to pay this bill.
It's true.
And just being grateful for the little things, the reflection on each day, what happened. There's always something you can look back. If you sit and think for a few seconds about what happened that day, that you can be grateful for.
That attitude, gratitude is awesome, because you get what you give.
Totally.
Right? And whenever you give out gratitude, that stuff comes back to you in spades. If you give out negativity and the bullshit, you give that out to your tenants, to the landlord tenant board, to your banker, to your mortgage broker or realtor, don't do that shit. Don't do that. Okay? You get it back, right? But when you're grateful for all this stuff, because listen, life is pretty good. You've got options out there. You're talking about this, how to further your own wealth and investment, and you've got a perfect platform to do it here in Canada.
So. Even just being able to have access to this content for free.
Yeah.
You have some sort of streaming device, whether it's phone, computer, car, something. You're listening to this on something that someone somewhere else in the world could never imagine being able to have.
True. And you know what I'm grateful for? Other than you, this hat. I love this hat.
Oh.
This hat is the best hat.
Super warm hats.
Yeah, totally.
If you need a hat, let us know.
Yeah.
Shoot us a comment, shoot an email. And I think I've always thought about having a contest with this hat and sort of spreading awareness and donating money to ooh, something based ooh. On, I don't know how many realtors I can get to take selfies with my hat and take
that's a good idea. On
Facebook or something like that.
Ooh, ideas are brewing.
Yeah, we'll donate a
dollar for every selfie.
Well, I was thinking like 10 or 20 bucks. There's not that many realtors that are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's, you know, like, all right. You know,
or donate a bunch of these hats. Maybe for every realtor we can get, we'll donate these hats to new.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, donate them out to somebody.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we do, we can do some Tobias or some Pig Podcast hats.
Yes.
And then for every person that gets a house or a mortgage for the month of December, we can give them out.
Perfect.
What do you think?
I love it.
Good. Then we can, like, lots of people will, like, be warm for the holidays. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Free hats.
Yeah.
Awesome. See, look at this shit.
There we go.
Just like that. Pig hats.
There we go. Pig hats.
Doesn't sound like that, but you know what I mean. Cool. Well, listen, be grateful for 2020. Be grateful for everything where you're at. Be grateful that you have an opportunity to invest in real estate.
Yeah.
And anything else that we want to wrap up with?
Well, what about this? If you are doing something charitable or offering out a service or something like that, let us know.
Yeah.
Or if you have a suggestion on something you think we could do or we could be impactful on, let us know. And then maybe, you know, we can feature that or we can somehow donate.
Done.
Yeah.
I love it.
There we go.
Awesome. Guys, make this an amazing 2020 and see you on the other side when you got a huge portfolio. Okay. Be grateful. Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Woo.